Hello, this is Tim.
Hello, I'm calling from American Opinion Service. I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your house who work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
I know it is still a long way off, but what are the chances you will vote in the November general elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Or you will
definitely
not vote?
Definitely vote. Definitely vote.
Thank you. And regardless of how you previously voted, do you think yourself as a Democrat, Republican, independent, or something else?
Independent.
And what is your age, please?
62.
Thank you. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race, please?
I'm basically white.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed, in general speaking, are you very satisfied, or very dissatisfied in the direction with the country is headed in?
I don't think there's a way to answer that question, really.
Don't worry. Thank you. Now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people or organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. That sure means that you feel very, very, very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use a number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person in your organization, please say so. Janelle Bynum?
Did you say 100 is favorable?
Yes.
100 is favorable. Okay. Well,
yeah.
Go ahead again with the question.
Janelle Bynum, how do you feel towards her?
Who's that?
Janelle Bynum. If you haven't heard of a person, you have never heard. The MAGA,
yeah.
Republicans?
Who's that?
MAGA Republicans.
Oh, 0.
0. Republicans in Congress?
30.
J.D. Vance?
0.
0. Project 2025?
0.
Donald Trump?
0.
Kamala Harris?
70.
Joe Biden?
70.
Democrats in Congress?
50.
Thank you. And Larry Chavez, the Reamer?
I don't know. But no opinion.
Thank you. Moving on. And if the elections for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Democrat or the Republican?
Probably Democrat.
Thank you. I know this is still a long way off, but if the elections for president were held today, would you vote for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, Independent Cardinal Grass, or Green Party candidate Jill Stein?
Kamala Harris.
Thank you. Regardless of how you plan to vote, who do you think will win the presidential elections? Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, or someone else?
I think Kamala Harris.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but if the elections for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Larry Chavez, the Reamer?
Probably Democrat.
Even though you're not supporting Larry Chavez, the Reamer now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Chavez, the Reamer? A small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all that you might support her?
I don't really know anything about about her, so I can't really comment.
Don't worry. Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as a president?
I approve.
Strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve.
Then can you approve or disapprove of the way Lori Chavez Arumian is handling her job as your member of Congress?
I have no idea.
Don't worry. Now I'm going to read you some doubts or concerns some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress in this case. I'll be talking to you about Lori Chavez Arumian. Please tell me how much each troubles you about supporting Chavez Arumian for Congress. A great deal, quite a bit, just somewhat, or not at all. Our democracy is being... I will read you then the statement. Okay, I will read you the statement so you can tell me. If you have no opinion, you can tell me as well.
Okay.
Our democracy is being threatened. Jet Chavez Arumian is standing with Trump and MAGA lies about 2020 elections being stolen and supporting politicians who refuse to say they'll certify the upcoming election if Trump loses. And instead of fighting to secure our voting rights and guaranteeing that every ballot is counted, she's supporting those who are even attacking vote by mail. She's stakes are too high for us to support Chavez Arumian, who won't protect our democracy and Oregon's vote by mail system. Are you a great deal, quite a bit, just some, not at all?
So, to make sure I understand, if she's on the MAGA side, then I am opposed. So what would that be?
If you will be a supporter, it would be a great deal to support her, just quite a bit, just some or not at all to support her after that statement.
Not at all after the statement.
Thank you. Next statement. Larry Chavez de Raymer voted to cut billions from our Border Patrol and Immigration Police, and she voted to defund federal law enforcement by 22%, making it harder for them to do their job to protect us. Those costs mean less money for investigations that stop human and aquatic trafficking, public corruption, kidnappings, terrorism, and cyber crimes. She's voting to cut funding for law enforcement at the same time she's voting to let billionaires cheat on their taxes. Lori talks on crime, but her record speaks loudly about her real priorities. Are you a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all to support her after that statement?
Not at all after that statement.
Thank you. Next one. Chavez Arumian is a MAGA extremist who is fighting harder for Trump on his agenda than Oregon families. Instead of supporting law enforcement, they are attacking the court to protect Trump from being held accountable. And their budget proposal will raise taxes on the middle class while cutting taxes for big corporations and repealing the Affordable Care Act. The last thing we need to in Congress is more MAGA extremists. Are you a great deal, quite a bit, just some or not at all to support her after that statement?
Not at all.
Next one, thank you. Serving in Congress shouldn't be making headlines. You have to deliver substance. Chavez Arumian is making headlines by taking credit for laws that deliver billions to the district. But she voted against those laws. She hasn't done anything about inflation, but she voted to cut nutrition assistance program for women and children struggling in this economy. She hasn't done anything about the border, but she supports Republicans who kill a border security deal so they can keep making headlines about in this election. Are you a great deal, quite a bit, just some or not at all to support her after that statement?
Not at all.
Thank you. Chavez Arumian has embraced politicians whose extreme Project 2025 will rapidly reshape the federal government. The plan eliminates the Department of Education, drastically cuts Medicare, rolls back LGBTQ+ rights, defunds federal law enforcement agency, and cuts environmental regulations while giving Trump nearly unchecked power in the White House. A vote for Chavez Arumian is a vote for this dangerous program. Are you a great deal, quite a bit, just some or not at all to support her after that statement?
Not at all.
And Lori Chavez Arumian broke her promise to us. She ran as a pro-choice candidate and said she supported a woman's right to choose. But in Washington, she voted to restrict access to abortion and supports a national ban on abortions that would override Oregon law. We need someone in Congress who will stand up for women's rights, not break their promise to Oregon women. Are you a great deal, quite a bit, just some or not at all to support her after that statement?
Not at all after that statement.
Thank you. Now I'm going to ask you again, if the elections for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Larry Chavez Remer?
Probably the former one, the first one.
Democrat Janelle Bynum.
Yeah.
Now I'd like to read you some statements that Janelle Bynum, opponent, has made about her Bynum's response to get your reaction. Janelle Bynum's opponent says he is soft on crime liberal who is an Oregon's most pro-criminal and the victim politician. She supported a plan to release 2,000 criminals from jail and voted to give millions of dollars to groups that want to defund the police. And while Portland was being torn apart by rioters, Bynum says she was pleased to see the protest. Bynum is too liberal and her actions have made it harder for the police to do their job and show that she cannot be trusted to keep Oregon families safe. As mother of four, Bynum worries every time her children leave the house. Making our communities safer is a top priority for her. That's why she voted with Republicans to increase funding for law enforcement in Oregon, fought to get fentanyl off our street, and went against her own party to overturn Measure 110 to recriminalize hard drugs. But Bynum also understands that we must tackle the roots of crime, not just its effect. So she supports after-school programs for at-risk young people and strengthening mental health services for a worried mom. Nothing's more important than ensuring safe communities for our family. Now that I have you heard that information, I want to ask you again, if the elections for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Larry Chavez Remer?
I don't know, but I'm out of time. I'm sorry. Thank you.
Hey, we're almost done. These last three questions are for statistical purposes. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
The last grade? School?
Year of a school. Yeah, of a school in high school, college, vocational
college. College.
Thank you. Are you married and married with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
In the 2020 elections for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
I don't think either.
So yeah, this concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your time and participation.
Thank you.
Have a great evening. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.